But just being comfortable. As I say, lie down. Yeah, that's a cushion. That's a cushion. That's a cushion. That's just a cushion. Be careful about the pull. I think you're about to pull the thing down on top of you.
Right, see my, sorry.
It's all right. No, that's fine. Just.
It's like I've got back problems at the moment.
No, lie down. So lie down and just kind of and just be comfortable. So don't put your back under any pressure. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to slurp my tea in this, am I?
You can slurp your tea. It's not very easy. But not lying down, is it, anyway?
You need a Tommy Tippy cup?
Well, actually, interestingly, one of the things we're going to address in this exercise, because the whole point of it is to come into the body and come into our senses without disconnecting from the outer world. One of the fundamental splits that we have inside ourselves is a split between the inside and the outside. So what I want you to do is just, as I say, to be in some comfortable position. So if you do want to slurp your tea, don't be lying down. So you can, you know, but to be, first of all, just aware of your bodies. And just to begin really by just simply noticing the posture of your body. Noticing your body's contact with the ground or the wall. Noticing the contact between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. And just noticing that place of connection between the body and the outside. And noticing that edge between the outside and the inside. Noticing how easy or difficult it is for you to just notice your body. Because sometimes health, if it's difficult to do, just to be aware of your breath, be aware of your breath moving your body. So notice your breath in your belly or your chest or coming through the nostrils. And having caught that, just to allow that awareness just to spread through the whole of the body. Being aware of the front of the body and the back, the left and the right. Noticing places like in between your fingers, the back of your ears, the inside of your ears, the inside of your nostrils, your jaw, your tongue, your mouth, your genitals, your feet, your arms, your bottom, your anus. And just relaxing into the experience of just being here in your body, just here and now. And having got some sense of that, including the sense of hearing, so touching and being touched, also hearing the sound of my voice, hearing other sounds outside the room or inside the room, hearing even internal sounds, touching and being touched, I'm hearing. with your eyes closed, including the experience of seeing. With your eyes closed, you may just say, see a blackness or a grayness, maybe vague colors. Or with inner sight, you might see quite clear internal images. However it is for you, letting your seeing connect with hearing and touching. Seeing, hearing, touching. Deepening into your experience of the moment, deepening into the experience of the senses. Breathing in, adding the experience of smelling. Smelling the room, smelling the moment, sniffing out experience. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing and touching. Paying attention to the mouth and the tongue, including also the experience of tasting. Maybe the aftertaste of food or drink, or this may be the taste of the air, taste of the moment. Letting tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing and touching. Letting the senses come together. Opening you to the experience of being present here and now. Opening you to the more global senses of balance, of warmth or cold, of pain and pleasure. Deepening into the mystery of the body. Touching the mystery of the present moment. The place where the outside and the inside, the left and the right, the up and the down, the back and the front come together. Letting yourself relax into the senses, relax into the deep life of the body. Surrendering into that, surrendering into the inner flow, the inner movement. Letting yourself drop in and down, letting the senses fold in with you. So the sound of my voice follows you down into the depths. You do not rise to meet my voice. So smell and taste and touch and seeing fold in with you as you go inwards and downwards. Going beneath the surface, going into the spirit of the depths. Resting in the living darkness, the living stillness. letting the inner world take shape around you. Letting the desire for wholeness, the desire for deeper life, water the dull roots. Letting memory arise. Remembering, commemorating. Uncovering the dead. Recollecting and gathering. Sitting with the dead. Sitting with the remembered dead in whatever form they present themselves. So sit with the dead in your version of the wasteland. If you lose awareness, just come back to the senses. Become present to the senses and relax again and descend. And once again, remember, recollect, commemorate. Allow that version, your version of the wasteland, water its roots with your desire for life. Let the dead uncover themselves and speak with them. And just gradually letting yourself start to make the journey back from inside to outside. Not abandoning the dead, but letting them travel with you. So letting your senses gradually start to orientate you to this room, but retaining the connection with the inside. Feel the deep place. And as you rise upwards and outwards, feel the root inside you that connects you down into the depths. So that as you emerge, there is connection between the surface and the depth. And the dead that you have found in that moment look with you into the world of the living. The buried dead who are uncovered in the moment are with us in the moment. So letting your inner experience touch the outer moment, touch the moment of me speaking, touch the moment of sitting here in this room, let the timeless dead enter the moment of time, of present time. So letting your sense be aware of sitting in the room as well as sitting with the dead. Be aware of the connection between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Be aware of breathing in the room and the dead breathing with you, in whatever way that means. Hear the sounds of the room even while you hear the sounds of the dead. And in a moment, as you open your eyes and look into the room, be here, be present, and let the dead look out with you in whatever way that they do. Looking with them for a moment with your own eyes and with the eyes of the dead. Letting yourself see whatever you see. And trusting that. Letting yourself hear whatever you hear and trusting that. Sometimes can help to record your experiences. You can obviously do that in words, or you may just want to think about your experiences. There's also pastels and paper. Sometimes it helps to use the non-linear image to help you ground the experience. So you can also do that if you want to. Just take a moment just to integrate your experience a little bit more, and we'll talk a little bit about what's happened to you in that.